Hello,
world. Yeah, this is me. It really is me. Is this you? Is you all people there? Right on. Okay, you souls, I just want to tell you what next week is going to bring. 10 choices you will regret in 10 years and how to elude them. Yeah. And also next week we'll talk about how to free yourself from the negative people that are around you. Okay, Frankie, sing it to them, baby. Sing it. Yeah. And we're going to talk, possibly, I hope we have time, 25 life lessons from my favorite guy, Albert Einstein. Yeah, that's next week, though. But this week, yay. Okay, Frankie. Frankie, we got to slow down here. They can't hear us. Come on, that's it, Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you. Okay, you can slow down now. Quiet. Quiet, Frankie. You can do it at the end again. Okay. Oh, we're back again. Now, I have an awakening before we get into awakening souls experience, okay? I want to share with you what Abraham Lincoln said. And it's very important, so that's why I'm going to start off with that first. America, Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside, okay? But if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Thank you, Abraham, because that's called greediness, selfishness, and I don't want to talk negative, but we know what he means. We got to care for each other. I mean, why do we have to have an earthquake in 1994, I was informed, and people started to care about each other, loved each other? That was, I forget what, 7 point, whatever it was. That's what we have to be now, N-O-W, living in the now. No jealousies, no competition, because the more I give, the more I get. And that's the bottom line, you wonderful souls out there. Yeah, give or get out. Okay, we're going to get back to each awakening soul, you know, is experiencing their own personal inner war, okay, that is being reflected in the outer world. And this is by Sabina Reber, R-E-B-E-R. I love you, Sabrina, for helping us to help everybody. So, your entire soul signature, your vibrational essence, your personal world is unique only to you based on your own personal vibrational frequency. Since I said that, it's funny that somebody had put that, you know, seducing the spirit with love and laughter, and someone said in New York, and ascending your consciousness to a higher frequency. Thank you. Thank you, Sabrina, again. So we're just talking about based on your personal vibrational frequency. You are a multidimensional being with a variety of vibrational frequencies floating around and within your energy fields at all times. Now, these frequencies are an accumulation of your thoughts, okay? Feelings, your emotions, and beliefs you have created from your soul's journey of many, many lifetimes. Now, although every soul is unique in their own vibrational essence, every soul is exposed to the exact same frequencies. Every soul is exposed, I'm going to say this again, every soul is exposed to the exact same frequencies of love, fear, anger, joy, gratitude is a great attitude, is gratitude, empowerment, not crazy about hate, but there, victim consciousness, guilt, regret, happiness, bliss, etc., etc. So, each soul levels of vibrational frequency will be determined based on the quality of that soul's focus of energy or state of consciousness. Yes. So when a soul awakens to the truth that they are fully responsible for their vibration and quality of life, and they fully understand through the law of attraction or the law of cause and effect. What did I just tell you? Whatever you give out will come back to you. If you're competing, guess what? People are going to compete with you, and you'll be a loser. So give. Cause and effect. And they can clean up the lower vibrations within their soul to attract the life of their dreams. Now, they have the potential to become a very powerful, empowerment, high vibrational being. Okay. At this time, on our planet, there's large groups of people are in the transitional phase of soul alchemy, where we have awakened to the fact that we must first descend into the muck of our repressed lower vibrational energies before we're able to ascend into a greater state of being. So, our planet is in flux right now as we turn our darkness into the golden light of our very own Christ consciousness. And that's where we're all going, to that. Because of this, many of us are in a very vulnerable state of being, where we are flip-flopping from one vibration to another as we try to sustain a high vibrational balance in a very unbalanced world. And the more sensitive you get, I get out in the car and on the freeway, I can't believe people trying to sideswipe me. They don't even know me, man. So, each awakening soul is experiencing their own personal inner war at this time on our planet. Not only are we having to clean up the energy of our own souls, we are also having to witness the devastating, heart-wrenching, bring you to your knees kind of soul purging. Our brothers and sisters are going through it as well. So many people are still unaware of what is happening to them, and they are stuck in denial, blame, and resistance. They do not understand, nor do they want to believe that they are the ones responsible for their own heaven or hell here on earth. And there's a book called, years ago I read, As Above, So Below, which is a higher frequency, they're saying as above. So they continue to remain in their own victim consciousness, fight or flight mentality. And they are the struggle of their ego's duality. Egos gotta go. Stands for edging God out. Learn. We have to all learn to be humble. Yes, I know it's hard. It's really, well, it might be not hard. I don't know. You can make it easy if you want. Okay, in order to ascend in consciousness and free ourselves of the negative vibrations held within their ego consciousness, remember, they will continue to draw more chaos into their lives. They will need to surrender their ego's will to their divine will. They will need to rise above their physicality and begin the process of integrating their spiritual being into their physical being through the process of meditation. Meditation is the key, right, to assessing and integrating our higher consciousness vibrations. We can only go so far by reading spiritual information, eating a healthy diet, praying, speaking to the higher vibration of the universe and the universes, reciting Bible verses on mantras, etc. Eventually, you must choose to activate and receive the energy by assessing the ones we have been waiting for to create the deeper levels of our subconscious mind. I have to repeat this. We are the ones we have been waiting for to create this change we desire, okay? But because we have become so focused on this physical world and we have placed layer upon layer of fearful vibrations within our consciousness, we have totally forgotten who we are. Divine spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. When we use our own free will to stop looking externally of ourselves, we can go within our inner being through the process of meditation. That's one thing I got to relate to you people, to the world. We will reopen the energetic pathways in our energy fields that have blocked us from knowing that we are the God beings, the universe beings. We are the creators of our own entire life experience. And it is in the reconnection with our true self, our higher soul self, that will bring forth the changes we so desire in our world. And it is the personal responsibility of every single person on earth to not only awaken to this truth, but to have a direct experience of this truth by attaining a state of energetic oneness within their beings. This is our divine potential at this time on earth, to become one with the higher soul so we can remove the veils of our limited, fear-filled, egoic minds and become infused with our higher soul's consciousness, that we feel our connection with the creator of all that is part of this process requires us to awaken to the shadows and agendas within our own consciousness, as well as within the systems of this world. Our outer world is a reflection of our inner consciousness. For once, that blind but now we see, we must awaken to the inner forces within and without and not become attached to them. Our inner and outer worlds are in a crisis right now, and it is a time of transparency. What once was hidden from our conscious awareness is rising to the surface now, so it can be acknowledged and changed. We have the free will power to continue to energize and strengthen those vibrations within and without that no longer serve us. So we can choose to transmute and transcend those vibrations into a higher vibration so we can birth the great transformation on Earth, and Mother Earth will be so happy. It will heal. Mother Earth is upset, so we have to raise that vibe. Mother Earth wants us to. So each person is responsible for birthing transformation from within their own beings before we see it manifested in our outer realities. Heaven will be brought down to Earth. Heaven is a state of consciousness, and it must be activated and integrated into each one of us so it can be brought down from the spiritual dimension within our beings into our physical bodies. Okay, because we submerge into a group consciousness, those of us who have made great strides in our ascension process will need to be very careful of not getting pulled into the drama and the chaos of our brothers and sisters. as they slowly begin to awaken and ascend their consciousness into a greater state of being. All of us who have been doing intense spiritual work for many years now know of the great labor pains people will have to undergo as they slough off and release lifetimes of discordant energies so they can rebirth themselves. At this time on Earth, the light is magnified to such a high level, we have massive groups of people awakening at an accelerated rate, which is throwing everyone into fear. Fear. Those who are awakening and those who have been awake for some time are scattering their energy due to the rapidity of change that is occurring in our planet and in our lives. Because of this, it is important more than ever to take at least 10 to 15 minutes every day to realign ourselves with the center through the process of meditation again, so we can infuse our physical beings with the spiritual energies we need to sustain the courage, the strength, and appropriate directions of our energies, so we can remain steadfast and focusing on what we truly want to create for this new earth, new earth, new earth. I'm going to mention a meditation again because a lot of people don't do it and they pretend and whatever they think. Meditation, to me, at the evening, I usually do it and people do it in the morning. You can do it anytime you wish. You can get under a tree for 10 minutes and, what's my favorite word, Pika World? Breathe slowly. Remember, counting to 8. And do it 3 times, just in case there's new people listening. So, also, we contemplate. When we're meditating, we're laying down and we're clearing our heads of the frustrations that have happened during the day. This is me, okay? I just have to share it with you because it's working, okay? So, that meditation of laying down and all the things have happened that might have frustrated us, we slowly take them in and we let them go. And understand there's the other person who has frustrated us, we have to have compassion for them. I'm sorry, guys. You got to understand that. And I know I said this a true story. This man was on the subway of the bus, and he had 3 children. And that was all, and another gentleman was on the bus too, and the children were screaming and yelling, and the father didn't do a thing. And they were running up and down the seats and jumping up and down, these children. And the man got frustrated, and he said to the father of the children, he says, "Why don't you slow down your children, keep them quiet?" And the father turned around and said, "Their mother just died in the hospital." So that's just one way of thinking of it, that the other person, even when someone was screaming at me at the work office, I looked up at him, and this was one of the bosses. And I turned around and says, what's bothering you? And he looked at me, and he says, come into my office and I'll tell you. And guess what? It was a fight with his wife. Okay? So we got to understand it's not us. It's them. Okay. Now, I got to find where we left this nervous system, okay? Meditation, communion with your higher soul, okay? I do more than 15 minutes, okay, at night. In order to access the part of ourselves, we need to spend quiet time slowing down our sympathetic nervous system so we can access the deeper parts of our subconscious minds, where our true selves reside. subconscious. That's it. Okay, number two, gain knowledge about what is truly happening on Earth. Knowledge is power when it is used appropriately. However, when people begin to awaken to what is truly transpiring on Earth, people tend to run into fear, and the egosphere will distort the way we see, feel, behave, and respond to the outer environments. Knowledge combined with a fearful emotional vibration is dangerous. Once light packets of information are released in our energy fields to help us ascend in consciousness, meditation is imperative to help us infuse this knowledge with the love from our higher selves. And that high love is letting go of fear. When we can let go love from our higher selves or our lower selves, medium selves, who cares? Love! Love is letting go of the fear. So without daily meditation and access to the higher dimensions within ourselves, knowledge can easily be tainted and distorted by our fear, where we tend to manipulate and take away other people's free will by trying to exert our ego's control over them. Number three, can I just have a drink of water? Thank you, everybody. The producers, I get just in the passage, just before I go to number three. I just want to say to you that do not allow anything that interferes with your vision for the new earth to enter into your consciousness. Everyone is on different levels of processing through their fears. So if you see something on the news, which I tell people in my workshops, don't watch the news, on a Facebook feed, etc., that disrupts your ability to remain focused on what you truly desire to create in this new earth, then remove your attention from it and refocus on what you truly desire to see. Some people have processed through their fear, and they're able to read and see things that are occurring without having an emotional reaction to it. However, most people have not accomplished the ability to do this. Many are completely unable to remain compassionately detached. When we can be in this world, but not of it, then we will have attained a very high level of alignment, and we will be able to see the world through the eyes of a higher consciousness and be totally neutral about everything going on. Yes, seeing it. However, most of us are still affected by the negativity on Earth and the people that say things that they don't mean. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. They don't tell them. Don't talk about it. Show us. That's what we want. So be in our best interest to solely focus on the things they sustain and continue to evolve our vibrations into great states of love. Yes. The more sensitive you are, the more you will need to withdraw yourself from all things that do not increase your light. A great guidance system for this is to pay attention to your emotions. Wherever your emotions are, there is your vibration. Are you really focused on what you truly want? ? Be in the world, but not of it. That's my saying. 4. You understand that everything that is happening serves the purpose for people to awaken and to know themselves better. We are vibrationally attracting beings. We create it all. If it is your personal world, it is there for you to learn something so you can evolve and heal your soul into greater states of being. Yes, yes, yes. And if it's not in your personal world, then you have not attracted to your experience. Other events you see on the news, the stories on Facebook, etc., are not yours to experience and process through unless you see your free will to become attached to the stories out there, which, of course, will now begin to affect your personal world as well. During these times of screaming and the gnashing of the teeth, it is best for us to pull our energy in. Literally see yourself pulling your consciousness, your energy, away from anything outside of yourself and pulling it in to create an auric egg around yourself. During these heightened times of chaos, you may want to pull your energy in every morning and every evening before you go to bed. Talking about it, that works, by the way. I've tried the red light, the green light, the white light, whatever. The white light works, too. But if you can imagine yourself in an egg, inside the egg, this egg is a hardest shell that nothing can get in there, if you can visualize that. State prayer for the earth and humanity every day. It could be a prayer for healing such as the violet flame or the great invocation. Or you could create one you have a personal connection with as well. The important thing is to pray from your heart. Don't just repeat a bunch of words, but really mean what you say. Feel it. Feel it. Here is one I say at the end of my meditations. And before I say it, my name is Dr. Fila, and the producers and directors call me Dr. Fila Good. I didn't like that because I didn't want rotten tomatoes thrown at me, so it's Dr. Fila Goodstein. Okay. So creator of all. This is one of the, my prayer is, I was in a group of people and we went around, each one said, how do you pray? How do you pray? Well, when it came to me, my prayer, I said, was, please, help me. Help me, God. Help me. That's all. Okay, creator of all that is, this is a prayer. I ask for the earth and all beings to rise in vibration of unconditional love. And we're going to have to go on with this next week because they're going to cut me off. You should never cut me off, but you are. Okay. So have a great week. Breathe when you're slow and everything. And here we go. Come on, Frankie, close it off. Go on, Frankie, come on. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Take care, and I'll tell you the phone number next week if you want to call in. Bye. They're going to cut me off, Yuji. You could really cut me off. I'm still on air, man. I am still here. Thanks, Frankie. Love you all. Bye.